The following shir has been presented by Rav Yosef Greenwald, Dayan at the Beis Havad of Yerushalayim, and is brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. The center can be reached for dispute resolution and many other halachic services at 888-485-VAD or at thehalachacenter.org.
In a Shana Pshuta, we'd be Parashas Tzav, we'd be heading into Pesach. We'd be already the Shabbos of Pesach, being that we're a month before Pesach, so we get to discuss Parshas Tzav as a parsha itself. And what's interesting is that the parsha of Tzav has an integral connection, has an intrinsic connection with the inyonim of preparation for Pesach, and more importantly, the mitzvah of chametz and matzah on Pesach. But what we'll try to do is we'll try to take something out of the parsha that will lead us into the 30-day period of preparation for Pesach that we're now in as soon as we wrap up from the Purim Suda. The parsha of Tzav is interesting because many of the inyanim of Parshas Vayikra, which discuss different karbonis, the karbon shlamim, karbon chatos, and so on, are all recounted, rediscussed in Parshas Tzav. There are additions in each parsha that was written in the Torah, in Parshas Vayikra and Parshas Tzav. As a general rule, what's nitoisev, it's not just random protim, random details of different karbonis that were discussed in Parshas Vayikra or said over in Parshas Tzav. The general theme seems to be that in Parshas Vayikra focuses, concentrates mostly on the aspects of the avoida, the hakrova of the karbonis, the sacrificing of the karbon itself, whereas the part of the karbon which is not ma'akev after the dam of the karbonis will put on the mizbeach, the karbonis are meant to be eaten either by the kahanim or by the owners and so on. Those halachas are mostly discussed in Parshas Tzav. That's really the part of the kodshim that has such a strong parallel in the preparation for Pesach, because Pesach is all about food preparation. It's all about chametz and matzah. It's all about what you can eat, what you can't eat. Getting rid of what you're not supposed to have in the house in terms of eating, and preparing for what you should be eating. The whole mitzvah of the Leil Pesach centers around that which should be eaten. So let's discuss one of the important halachas that are negea to achilas chametz, the isurim of achilas chametz, and in which concentration of chametz one can eat food product, which is one of the important discussions in Hilchos Pesach, in the context of a pasuk in this week's parsha. The pasuk says in Perek Vov, pasuk Chof, Koyel Asheyiga b'vsori yigdosh, in the context of the achilos, like we said, of different karbonis, let's say there's a piece of basar shlomim and basar chatos, they mix together, they touch each other. The halacha is that the taste of the karbon chatos is imparted into the shlomim, and thereafter the shlomim can only be eaten with the dinim of karbon chatos. Now, there are very big differences between kodshim kadoshim of chatos and kodshim kalim of shlomim. For starters, kodshim kadoshim could only be eaten in the confines of the Mishkan, toich hakloim, or in the Beis HaMikdash. Kodshim kalim could be eaten in the whole Ben HaChoimis of Yerushalayim. Kodshim kadoshim could only be my koyanim, zichri kuhuna, yom v'laylo ad chatzois. Kodshim kalim is shnei yom v'laylo echo, it's eaten in the whole Yerushalayim, it's eaten by anybody who's in a state of tahara. So the two are totally different. And from here we learn out the halacha, the taste that's imparted. You have a piece of basar shlomim, but this taste of chatos, it assumes the hilchis achila of karbon chatos. Now this halacha is a halacha that's true b'chol haTorah kula. It's called tam keiker. Let's say we have a piece of bread, or we have a pot of soup, and some, there was a blia, some transferred by heat of macholos asuris into the food becomes asur. How much taste does it have to have? We know that the shir is echod b'shishim. That's when it becomes bottle. Less than that, if it's a more concentrated amount than 1 in 60, the halach is that the taste is imparted, the food assumes the status of the isser. And the same is true, different levels, truma, kochum, have higher levels of more minute amounts that also asser up, or also give the dinim of isser, or kedusha, to the maichel that the taste is imparted into. Now, it happens to be that according to many Rishonim, and they're brought down in the Sugi and Chum Daf Tzadiches, the Sugi and Pesachim Daf Mem Dalet, and in Shulchan Aruch Yerideh Tzadiches, according to many Rishonim, Tam Ki'ike is Deiraisa, the din of not eating soup, not because it has a piece of nevela inside, but because a taste of nevela was imparted into the soup, the halach would be Deiraisa. The Maskon of Rashi and Tzadik Zayin Omid Beis, on the bottom, in Chulin, is that Tam Ki'ike is Derabbanan, the halach that we have over here, of Kol HaShayiga Bifsara, the Gemara in Zvachim Tzadik Zayin Omid Beis, learns out from this posuk. Tam Kika by Kochim, and it's discussed, like we said in the Sugi and Psachim, that is only by Kochim, could be the other exceptions to the rule Nazir, but as a general rule, like other areas in Torah, if a piece of nevela falls into kosher vegetable soup, the halacha is that it's bottle beroiv, it's only midirabonon, the Tam Kiker is awesome. Now Rashi holds that bitul beroiv, which is a klal b'chol ha'Torah kula achirab lahatois, is true even when we're talking about a pot of soup. What's interesting is that Rashi, in the sugi, is really a wide-ranging discussion back and forth between the tzadim of whether tam keke deraisa or not. Is it only a din by kotchim? Is it a din b'chol ha'Torah kula? The question is what the maskon is. That's machlok sushenim. But there's certainly a tzad that tam keke is deraisa. Rashi holds that if Tam Ki'ike would be Deiraisa, then the halacha would be that if a minute amount of nevela falls into a pot of soup, there's a half a kazayis of nevela that falls into soup, and it's more concentrated than 1 in 60, there is a taste. It's not bottle b'shishin. There is a taste of the nevela in the soup. The halacha is that the whole soup becomes nesa. Not only that, but you'd be over if you had a kezayis of soup. You know, certainly not eating kezayis of nevela. Let's say a piece of nevela fell into 50 times the amount. By definition, if you have a kezayis of the soup, if we assume that that piece of meat was evenly distributed, so you're really only eating, out of that kezayis, you're really only eating 1/50th of a kezayis of nevela. Still, Rashi would hold that if Tam Ki'ikir, the halacha is that it's nepach kulay le'isa, the whole thing that has a taste of iser, and a person that ate a kezayis of the soup with a taste of nevela would get malchus. This seems to be, by the way, the opinion of the Ravid, even la halacha, because he holds tam ki'ike deraisa. Rashi only holds that to be true if tam ki'ike deraisa. The way Rashi holds is that l'maskono, tam ki'ike is derabonon. And the rationale behind that is that the point is not that when the nevela falls into the soup, that what's usher is you're eating the nevela. Nevela is lost in the soup. Nevela disintegrated. What's usher, Rashi holds, if Tam Kikah Deraisa is, you're eating soup with a nevela dika taste. The issue is on the soup. The whole soup becomes usher because it tastes like nevela. Aybazai, eating a kezayis of soup would be usher. You get malchus on that. Most Rishonim don't hold this way. Most Rishonim hold that the problem is that nevela doesn't become bottle because it has a chashivus. Since it imparts taste, so mevela, it's nikir b'taymoy, it doesn't become bottle. But the problem is not eating the soup, the problem is eating the nevela. So mevela, in order to get malchus, to be a full kezayis, you'd have to eat 50 kezayisim of soup in order to get in Rachman on a kezayis of nevela. If not, you'd be eating less. It's a deraisa, chotzi she'osim natar, you're not allowed to eat the soup. But it's not a chiv malchus. Rashi, like we said, holds that the issue is not eating the meat, the issue is eating the soup. If tam kikah deraisa, then the issue is eating soup that has a nevela dika taste, you're chayiv on a kezayis of the soup. If not, Rashi holds, then we say achirab lahato is the maskona. Rashi holds is that achirab lahato tells us you have to, when you're trying to define the soup, is it a fleshiga soup, a neveldika soup, or a vegetable soup? You have to go basar the roiv. The roiv in this case is that it is vegetable, not nevela. The nevela becomes bottle. Tam kikah is only derabon. That's a summary, a basic summary of the sugya tam kikah. Again, there are various shittis. There's a shver shitzerab. We won't discuss the protein. What's neged to us in the elucidation of this yisoid is certain chumris that are unique to chomitz. Chomitz, that is, we're talking about chomitz that falls into a pot of food. You have a pot of Pesach dicker non-gebrock soup sitting on the stove, and somebody walked by and dropped a cracker in. It's not very shchiach on Pesach. We have a chumra that over there on Pesach, the aloch is, the Shulchan Aruch tells us, it comes from the Sugya Pesachim Daf Koftes. The Shulchan Aruch talks about it in Eruchayim Tov Mem Zayin. In Hilchas Pesach, the aloch is that mashuhu is also becomes chometz also be mashuhu. And that's called chumra de Pesach. The Rambam has an interesting shita. The reason for that is because since the soup, like we said, you could save it till after Pesach, so it has what's called the classic rule of Dovah Sheyesh L'Matir. But many of the other Rishonim hold, Rashi over there in Pesachim says, Chumrat de Pesach, Chazal were very machmir. We might find a parallel, which takes us back to our Pasha, that if we hold Tam Keikah de Rabbonon, like Rashi, why by Kodshim Tam Keikah de Raisa? The Chshivus of Kodshim lends a different weight, a different severity to that which falls in. It doesn't become bottle. The same is true by Chometz. The Choymer of the Yom Tov of Pesach, of Chometz on Pesach, is such that a mashuhu does not become bottle. That is a Dovah Muskim, it's a Machlekes in the Gemara, but we paskin that Chometz also be mashu. We might add that this Choymer is only because Chometz is be'isakaris, it's only on Pesach. Before Pesach, the Chometz is not, doesn't have that Choymer. So if there's a minute amount of Chometz that falls into a pot cooking on the stove a week before Pesach, which in most Jewish homes there aren't crackers walking around or being taken around, by the youngers, the week of Pesach. It's usually the Shilas the week before Pesach. The halacha is over there, if it's a taruv, it's yovish b'yovish, where the pieces are still intact. The halacha is, it's also, even if it fell before Pesach, that the piece of cracker that would be in a large mixture of other pieces of matzah, let's say a mashu of cracker crumbs got mixed into a box of matzahs, chalilah, you'd have to throw out the box of matzahs. Why? Because if there's a mashu of dovish yovish, that does not become bottle, because on Pesach itself, we look at it that each piece is still intact. Lach belach, which is the case we're talking about when something is hot, and we're talking about something that disintegrates, it falls into a mixture, or a liquid, over there, we don't see it as intact, it's either it becomes aser, b'shas ma'aser, or we look at it as dissolving, disintegrating, disappearing, and then it has no identity afterwards, in which case, if a mashu of the cracker or something else fell into the pot of Pesach Tikkun soup, the halacha is that if it fell in before Pesach, since it's not chometz, it's not a chatir di suro, the halacha is it's mutter. If it's on Pesach, over there the halacha is we have chumrat de Pesach, and it's also chumrat de Pesach, by the way, is a concept in many areas in halacha. That's not yet the Pesach, it's a term that's kedai to absorb in the 30-day period leading up to Pesach, because there are a lot of halachas that don't jive with the regular rules of Issa v'Heter that we keep during Pesach. Besides for Teruvus Mashu, there are other cases of Bliois and such that we also have. For instance, we have the halacha that normally two pots don't impart taste one to another. If you have two pots sitting on a stove together, literally touching each other, two boiling hot pots. One is milk and one is flesh. There's no taste imparted from pot to pot. No basar b'chalav is rendered. It's still kedai to be careful, because if you have a certain amount of dripping over the side, and on the side of the pot, there's residue of milk, and it meets together with the residue of the meat, that can become basar b'chalav. Kedai to avoid. But lamaisa, a pot to a pot, does not impart taste. And because of that, cooking on grills that are balua with tray for taste does not do anything to the food inside the pot. Because the taste that's the bleas, so to speak, in the grill that you're cooking on does not impart taste to the food or to the pot. However, chatsuva, which is like a grate, with machmir by Pesach that chatsuva does impart, in which case one cannot use chometz tikka grills for Pesach. The grills that are on the stovetop cannot be used unless they're kasher. It's hard to kasher grills. It has to be done in a special way. Libun. And because of that, that's also Chumrat de Pesach. This is a Ramo in Simen Reish, in Simen Tov Nun Aleph. What is interesting is a Machlokes Rishonim and it's a machloikis of an important halach lamaisa machloikis, that's a result of the choymer of Pesach of chametz being osur b'mashu. There are two types of mixtures of iser falling into heter that do not have the koich to asur up the pot of soup that they fall into. A piece of nevel that falls into vegetable soup, like we said, if it's bottle, because it's less than shishim, if it has less than 1 to a 60 ratio in the soup, so the halacha is insignificant, it's bottle. There's another halacha also called noisin tam levgam. If taste is imparted into something, but that taste is something that detracts from the quality of what it imparts, doesn't add to it. It's a tam that doesn't enhance the ikur. It's a tam that detracts from the ikur. Over there we don't say tam kikur. The tam over there is not aser. So the moshul, which is the most important example of this halacha, is that Chazal tell us that taste that's in the walls of a kli, that's blue in the walls of a kli after 24 hours, after me'ez le'ez of 24 hours, if they're not kelim that have been yoimon, the halacha is that that tam will not be an enhancement of the taste of the food that's imparted into. The food will be, the quality will go down because of the bleis. So if one, the rest of the year, cooks in a fleishik pot that's ene ben yoimai, milchtik macaroni, the milchtik macaroni with cheese, that will not become basa b'cholov, the fleishik taste in the walls of the fleishik pot will not, now the pot itself one won't be able to use because in the walls of the pot there's now milchiks and fleishiks. Chazal said that even though that tam is nice and am levgam, one does not use a pot that has taste of milchiks and fleishiks. But the food itself that you made for the milchik casserole that you made in the fleishik pot will not become asa. The fleishik taste that's in the walls, being that it's nice and damn of gam, will not asa. This is true a whole year round. There are more paskins, again in Tof Mem Zayin, based on Rishonim, based on Balei Tosfos and other Rishonim, that the same way Chazal went above and beyond because of Chumrut the Pesach, because of the severity of Issa Pesach, and they assured up taste even a minute amount, even if it's a mashu, even though it's not 1 in 60, they would also assert up nice in time of gam. The Mechaber doesn't agree with the Tzushtel. Insignificance is waived, is looked away from, even if it's a minute amount, chometz also a mashu, but not if it's nice in time of gam. Machlokes the Mechaber and the Ramah, machlokes between the Svad and Ashkenazim, had a paskin. So if by accident a woman took out a chometz tikka pot and cooked a Pesach tikka meal, according to the Mechaber, the food would not be awesome because the pot was not used in the last 24 hours. Mashenkin, if we're talking about an Ashkenazi, by an Ashkenazi, if the food was cooked in a chometz tikka pot, I was about to say trefa pot, in a chometz tikka pot, the halacha is that the food will be osur. Noisin tam levgam is not a heter when it comes to Pesach tikka food. Just as an aside, there's another practical chumrah de Pesach that could be negeya even before Pesach. And that is, if by accident somebody used a chometz tikka pot to cook up a Pesach tikka meal the week before Pesach. So what we just discussed till now was a pot that was any ben yoimoy. What happens if a pot was, you don't know if it was a ben yoimoy. If it was any ben yoimoy before Pesach, it's not a problem. Because like we said, the chumrut de Pesach of chometz also b'mashu, and by definition also chometz asking by noisin tam levgam, even though it's not a ben yoimoy, is only on Pesach, not before. So if somebody took a pot that hadn't been used for 3 days, a chometz tikka pot, cooked up Pesach tikka soup, with or without knedluch, depending on your minig, the halacha is that the food would be mutter. The halacha is the food would be mutter. It was nice and am levgam. But what happens if you don't know? Normally we have a klal that stam kelim and bnei yoimin were allowed to be makel on assumption that a pot, if we don't know, is an ene bnei yoimin. Not true by Pesach. The halacha is that we don't assume that stam kelim and bnei yoimin. You'd have to go l'chumrah. You would have to assume that taste, enhancing flavor taste that would render tam ke'ikr in the food was imparted into the food. On Pesach, the halacha is the food would be awesome. These are all chumrah, like we said, chumrah de Pesach. Others understand that chumrah de Pesach has to do with, like the Rishonim say in Pesach and Dav Beis, the reason why we're mechuyif to be boidik, not only be mevatel chometz, nullify our ownership, but we're mechuyif to root it out, get rid of it, is because lo bedili in shimineh, because a person year round eats chametz. If it's sitting around, he's going to grab a cookie and pop it into his mouth without thinking. Chas v'shalom b'yovin is a chorus. Others understand that the chomer of Pesach is something more fundamental. The chomer of Pesach refers to the fundamental how important Pesach is. And it's a chorus. It's not regular isurei achila. More than that, we'll just say over the way Reb Shamshon Pinkus Zichrono Livracha used to say that if the birth of Klal Yisrael is in the night of Pesach, the Yom Tif of Chometz and Matzah is the birthing, the delivery room of Klal Yisrael. In the delivery room, every single thing that could go wrong, we have to be hypervigilant to. A person later on in life could get an infection, a cold, he could stop breathing for a few seconds, nothing will happen. But if it happens at the second of delivery, that could stunt the whole spiritual structure. The spiritual structure of a Yid's life from year to year is based on his tahara, is based on his adherence to chametz, lack of chametz, and embracing matzah of Leil Pesach. The choymer of Pesach is mechayiv, hypervigilance, because it's hyper-important. The hypersensitivity that we exhibit when we're talking about Pesach is a result because it's in place. Because Pesach is the time of the year that every detail, every small little detail, every minute, every nuance in what we do and what we don't do, what we eat, what we don't eat, how we eat is so important. Ben Shem should give us a Chag Kosher V'Sameach, that tefillah that's written in the Seder Bir Chometz from the Arizal is that one who is zoicha, to be nitzel, even from a mashul chometz, has in him the seed of having a year without the Yetzirah. We should live a life free of the Yetzirah of chometz. This Pesach we should be zoicha to scrub our inside, our pnimius, free of chometz, and our homes and everything we eat should be free of chometz. We should be zoicha to v'noichal min hazvachim min hapsachim in Yerushalayim Yer HaKadosh.
The Beis Chabad on the Parsha series has been brought to you by the Beis Chabad Halacha Center. To reach the center for halacha consultations, service, educational seminars, or media, please call 1-888-485-VAD. That's 1-888-485-8223. To sign up to the BHHJ, the Beis Chabad's weekly interactive e-journal, please visit www.bhhj.org, or you can email us at office@thehalachacenter.org.